From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. For the first time, Georgia ranked among the nation's top 10 exporting states in 2020. Governor Brian Kemp tells Georgia Farm Bureau Georgia merchandise exports reached 215 unique countries and territories and experienced the lowest rate of export contraction among all top 10 states, despite the global pandemic. Georgia agriculture delivered $4.25 billion in global exports, maintaining its export totals from 2019, and remains a leading state for poultry, cotton, peanuts, and forest products. The Association of Public and Land-Grant Universities released a comprehensive study that found there's a collective total of nearly $11.5 billion in needed repairs and renovations at the buildings and facilities at schools receiving USDA research funding. The study notes 69% of the buildings at these 97 land-grant universities are more than 25 years old and require urgent upgrades. Without action, the declining state of these facilities threatens to hinder critical research on food safety and security, natural resources, climate change, and other key matters. The Farm Workforce Modernization Act was reintroduced last week. The bill aims to provide a compromise solution that makes meaningful reforms to the H-2A Agricultural Guest Worker Program and creates a first-of-its-kind merit-based visa program specifically designed for the ag sector. The bill, which passed the House of Representatives last year, is sponsored by Representatives Dan Newhouse, a Washington Republican, and California Democrat, Zoe Lofgren. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.